Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive with yours truly. Today we're going to be talking about something I think we all can relate to a little too well, and that is failure. Yeah, failure. It's something we all experience, but we're going to look at it today through a lens of hope and opportunity. We're using a really interesting episode from the Faith Beams GP podcast. It's called Mindset Change: Overcoming Failure in Life. Have you ever noticed how when you experience failure, it kind of feels like a full stop? Like it's the end, but what if it's actually maybe just a comma?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's a really good way to put it. I think you're right. We do kind of get stuck in these like negative feelings around failure. We forget that it's a normal part of growth. It's a part of learning.
Yeah. And the podcast we're looking at it makes this point that if we dwell on those failures, it can really lead to self-doubt and even fear. And ultimately, it stops us from reaching our goals.
And you know, that really connects with the work of a psychologist named Carol Dweck. Have you heard of her?
I have, yeah.
So she did a lot of research on growth mindset. And one of the core ideas behind that is embracing challenges, even embracing failures. It's about seeing those setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow instead of letting them define us.
Yeah, and the podcast we're looking at it uses a faith-based lens to explore this idea. They start by asking a really interesting question. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this too. They say, "Think about a time you felt like you failed. What was your immediate reaction? How did it make you feel?"
It's so interesting how our immediate reactions to failure can be so strong and almost physical.
Yeah.
You know, like we feel shame or disappointment, maybe even anger. But I think the key is to recognize those feelings, but not let them control us and how we respond.
Totally. And that's where this idea of resilience comes in, right? This ability to kind of bounce back from setbacks and use them as fuel to learn and grow.
You got it. Resilience isn't about never failing. It's all about how we choose to respond to it when it does happen. And the podcast really highlights this idea that failure can actually be a catalyst for growth if we choose to look at it that way as a learning opportunity.
They have this great story about a college student named Sarah who failed a math exam, and she felt completely defeated. She was ready to just give up on college altogether. And I think that feeling is something so many of us can relate to, when we internalize those failures and make it about our worth.
Yeah, and that can be so damaging. But instead of quitting, Sarah actually decided to seek out help. She got a tutor, she changed her study habits, and guess what?
What happened?
She ended up acing the retake.
Wow. So she didn't just pass the exam, she actually learned how to learn better. That's a huge win.
Absolutely. Her story is like the perfect illustration of how reframing failure can lead to some pretty awesome progress. It's not about pretending the failure didn't happen, it's about understanding what we can learn from it. It's like that saying, failure is a lesson, not a life sentence.
Right. It reminds us that we're not defined by our past mistakes. But I'm curious, what happens when those failures are on a larger scale, not just a college exam?
Well, that's where the podcast gets really interesting. They have all these different case studies, and they show how people from all walks of life have faced and overcome some pretty major setbacks.
Okay, let's hear about them. I'm always up for a good comeback story. All right, so let's get into these case studies. I'm really interested to see how they highlight this idea that failure is a universal experience, but how we respond to it is really what makes all the difference.
The first one features this guy named Jason. He's a young professional, and he got passed over for a promotion.
Ouch.
I bet that was tough. That feeling of rejection, it can really shake your confidence, especially in the workplace.
Totally. But instead of letting that disappointment define him, Jason actually used it as motivation. He decided to focus on developing his skills even further. He got more strategic about networking and just doubled down on his professional development.
Wow, so he really took control of the situation. Instead of letting the situation control him, that probably wasn't easy.
It takes resilience for sure. But here's the crazy part. A year later, Jason ended up landing an even better role at a different company. So that initial failure, it actually redirected him to something even better.
The podcast calls this a delay, not a denial. Sometimes rejection is redirection. It really makes you think about how what we might see as a closed door could actually be leading us to something even greater.
Totally. It's a good reminder that setbacks can open up these doors we never even knew existed. And sometimes those unexpected paths can lead us to something even more fulfilling and successful than we could have ever imagined.
Okay, so we've got Sarah, the student who turned a failing grade into a learning experience, and Jason, who found an even better job after a missed promotion. What other kinds of setbacks did they talk about?
The next story is about this guy, Mr. Thompson. He's a retiree who experienced a pretty big financial setback when an investment went south. Can you imagine the stress and anxiety of losing a big chunk of your savings, especially later in life?
That would be devastating. It would be so easy to just feel defeated and give up hope.
It would. But Mr. Thompson's story is like the ultimate example of resilience. He could have easily let this define his retirement years, but he decided to do something different.
So what did he do?
She actually took financial literacy courses, started a whole consulting business to share what he learned, and he even started teaching others about wise investing.
That is incredible. Ugh. He took a potentially devastating experience and turned it into a chance to learn, grow, and even help other people. I love that.
The podcast sums up his story with this lesson. Failure is an opportunity to learn, grow, and come back stronger. It shows us that even when things get tough, we always have the power to choose how we respond.
And it's never too late to bounce back, even from a major setback. But I think the story that really resonates with me is Lisa's Fala. She's an entrepreneur who had to close down her first business.
Yeah, entrepreneurship is definitely a wild ride. Failure is almost like a badge of honor in that world.
It's true. But even though it's common, it doesn't make it any less painful when it happens to you. So how did Lisa handle it?
Well, she was devastated, understandably. But instead of letting that define her, she stepped back and analyzed what went wrong.
She learned from her mistakes, which is so crucial.
Exactly. And then she used that knowledge to start a new business with a much stronger, more informed strategy.
And is it successful?
It is. She's now running a successful online company, proving that failure isn't the end. It's more like a training ground for success, just like the podcast says.
I love these stories. They really bring to life this idea that failure's not something to be afraid of. It's more like a stepping stone on the path to growth and achievement.
I think so too. And each story highlights a different side of resilience, whether it's turning a missed opportunity into something better, using a setback to learn new things, or bouncing back from a major business failure.
I'm curious which of these stories resonates most with you and why.
For me, it's Mr. Thompson's story. His willingness to learn and adapt, even after such a big financial setback, is so inspiring. It shows the importance of lifelong learning and that it's never too late to reinvent yourself.
That's a really good point. It reminds us that we always have the power to choose our response to failure. But these are just stories. How do we actually apply these lessons to our own lives?
That's the million-dollar question. Luckily, the Faith Beams GP podcast gives us some really practical advice on how to make those mindset shifts and build up our resilience in the face of failure.
Okay, so how do we start changing our mindset around failure? What are some things we can actually do? Okay, so we've heard all about these amazing people who took their setbacks and turned them into wins, but how do we actually do that in our own lives? How do we go from feeling totally defeated by failure to seeing it as a stepping stone?
I think it all starts with changing our perspective. And the Faith Beams GP podcast actually gives some great tips on how to do that.
I'm all ears. What are some of the key takeaways?
One of the most powerful strategies is to start every day with gratitude. You know, instead of focusing on past mistakes, what can you focus on that's going right? It sets a more positive tone for the whole day.
Yeah, I can see that gratitude helps us appreciate what we already have. It shifts our focus away from what we might be lacking.
Exactly. And it can really help to reduce those feelings of negativity that tend to come with failure. Another good strategy is reframing. So instead of saying, I failed, try saying, I learned. It's just a little tweak in the language, but it can make a huge difference in how you think about it.
I love that. It takes the sting out of failure and puts the focus on growth. So instead of focusing on the setback, you're focusing on the lesson.
Exactly. And that's really what resilience is all about, right? It's not about never failing. It's about learning from it and using it to move forward.
So gratitude and reframing are great for our mindset. But what about actually taking action? We can't just think our way out of setbacks, right?
That's a good point. And the podcast talks about the power of taking small steps. Even when you're feeling discouraged, it's important to keep moving forward. Even the tiniest actions can build momentum and give you back a sense of control.
I like that idea, progress over perfection. You know, you don't have to make these massive leaps every day. Sometimes it's about consistency. Those small steps add up over time.
Totally. And something else that's important is who you surround yourself with. The podcast talks about the power of positivity. The people you spend your time with, the books you read, even the stuff you see on social media, it all has an impact on your outlook and your ability to bounce back.
It's true. There's that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So if you're always around negativity, it's going to be a lot harder to bounce back when things go wrong.
The podcast really encourages seeking out messages that inspire you, connecting with positive people, and really making an effort to limit the amount of negativity you're exposed to.
Okay, so we've got gratitude, reframing, taking action, and surrounding ourselves with positivity. What else?
The last strategy they talk about is seeking guidance and support. Whether it's a mentor, a therapist, or a close friend, having that support system can make all the difference. It helps you navigate the tough stuff and stay on track.
It's a good reminder that we don't have to go through it alone. Sharing your struggles and asking for advice can give you new perspectives and the encouragement to keep going. You know, of all those strategies, I think reframing is super powerful. Because it's something you can do at any time to shift your perspective right then and there.
Oh, for sure. Let's dive into that a little deeper. How can we actually change the way we talk to ourselves about failure? What kind of language can we use to focus on growth instead of just dwelling on the setback?
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, for example, instead of saying, I'm such a failure, you could say, this didn't go as planned, but I'm learning from it. It acknowledges that things didn't work out, but it shifts the focus to the opportunity for growth.
I like that. It feels a lot more constructive and less like you're beating yourself up.
Another example is instead of saying, I can't do this, try saying, I'm still figuring this out, but I'm determined to get there. It's about embracing the learning process and understanding that mastery takes time and effort.
It's definitely a much more encouraging way to talk to yourself.
For sure. And how about this one? Instead of, I made a mistake, I'm going to try a different approach next time. It's about seeing mistakes as feedback, not as proof that you're not good enough.
So it's about taking that lesson and using it to inform your next attempt.
Exactly. And last but not least, instead of I give up, try saying I'm going to take a break and come back to this when I'm fresh. It acknowledges the need for rest and a fresh perspective without completely giving up on your goal.
These are such helpful reframes. It really shows how a small change in our words can make a big difference in how we see things and respond to challenges.
And don't forget about affirmations. The Faith Beams GP podcast has some really great ones specifically for dealing with failure.
Oh, I love affirmations. They're such a good way to reprogram your thinking and build up a more positive self-image.
That's the idea. One of my favorites from the podcast is, I am not my failures. I am stronger because of them. It reminds you that your setbacks don't define you. They actually make you stronger.
That's a good one. And another one they share is, every setback is a setup for a comeback. It gives you hope and reminds you that even when you fall, you can get back up and often come back even stronger.
Here's another one. It's faith-based, but I think you can apply it even if you're not religious. It says, God's plans for me are greater than my mistakes. You can look at it as a reminder that there's a bigger picture. There's a purpose beyond our immediate setbacks.
Yeah, it's a good reminder that there's something to be learned from every experience, even if we can't see it right away.
Exactly. The podcast also includes some more general affirmations like, I am learning, growing, and becoming better every day, and with faith and perseverance, I can achieve anything.
Those are great for building that growth mindset and reminding yourself of your own strength and potential.
I think so too. It's interesting how all of this connects to the idea of self-fulfilling prophecies. Remember how we talk about how what you believe can actually influence what happens? If you believe you're going to fail, you're more likely to sabotage yourself. But if you believe in your ability to overcome challenges, you're more likely to put in the effort and actually succeed.
It's like Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Your beliefs shape your reality.
That's exactly. Mm. And to illustrate this point, the podcast uses examples from the Bible. They talk about Moses. He didn't succeed at first in freeing the Israelites, but ultimately he led them to the promised land. They talk about Peter. He denied knowing Jesus 3 times, but he went on to become a leader in the early church. And they talk about Job. He lost absolutely everything, but stayed faithful, and eventually everything was restored.
These stories really highlight how even the most successful people have had to face failure. What set them apart was how they responded to those setbacks. They had the courage to get back up and keep going.
It's about embracing the whole journey, the ups and downs, and trusting that we can come out of those challenges stronger and wiser.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into overcoming failure, what's one affirmation you think our listeners could start using today to shift their mindset?
I think a really good one is, I am capable of overcoming any challenge that comes my way. It builds up that sense of self-belief and resilience, which are both so important for dealing with the inevitable setbacks that life throws at us.
I love that. It's simple but powerful, and anyone can use it. It's a reminder that failure doesn't have to be the end. It's just part of the journey.
You got it. And with the right mindset and strategies, we can actually use those failures as stepping stones to achieve even greater things.
So to recap, failure is a part of life, but it doesn't have to define us. We can choose to see it as a chance to learn, grow, and become more resilient.
And by using the strategies we talked about today, things like practicing gratitude, reframing our failures, surrounding ourselves with positive influences, and seeking out support when we need it, we can build a mindset that empowers us to overcome any challenge.
Think about the people you admire, the ones who have achieved incredible things. Chances are they've also experienced some pretty major failures along the way. What set them apart was how they responded to those setbacks.
So embrace those failures, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You are capable of achieving amazing things.
That is an amazing note to end on. Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into overcoming failure. We hope you found this episode inspiring and empowering.
We hope you feel ready to take on whatever challenges come your way.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.